Today from the Ohio Newsroom, allowing accessory dwelling units. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Some Ohio cities are looking for more affordable housing options in their own backyard. This year, Columbus launched a pilot program to explore the value of ADUs, or accessory dwelling units. Those are small, independent dwellings that sit on the same lot as a single-family home. Dayton is considering relaxing its zoning codes to encourage more of them within the city, and the small city of Cleveland Heights is gauging community interest through an ADU design competition. Eric Zamped is the Northeast Ohio City's planning director. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Kendall. Thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you for being here. So what exactly is an accessory dwelling unit, and why are more Ohio cities embracing them?
They are residential units that are accessory to the primary building, primary residence. And that's really important because they're supposed to be subordinate. They're supposed to be, you know, not as tall, not as dense, but they are opportunities that a municipality can provide, so whereby family members, whether they're younger or older, can, you know, sort of live through a life cycle, stay within the community, and be close to family and friends.
And so why do you think allowing these units could be a good fit for Cleveland Heights?
So Cleveland Heights is your classic bedroom community. You know, we're just on the border of Cleveland, and we're a predominantly residential community built, you know, in the mid part of the last century. A lot of our homes are inching up on 100 years old. We've found that there's a lot of challenges in providing housing opportunities for people that are either trying to start out in homeownership or trying to downsize, you know, and your proverbial empty nester. Everybody's out of the house. You don't want to maintain a large home anymore, but you want to stay within the community. And so an accessory dwelling unit is a perfect opportunity for those people to stay, live independently, and live with dignity.
Last year, Cincinnati became the first city to legalize accessory dwelling units, but it's been slow to catch on. They've only received 4 permit requests in that first year. What are the barriers to making this housing model more widespread in the state?
Well, first and foremost, it starts with zoning. So, you know, in our case, the zoning doesn't allow it. I would hazard a guess that 99% of municipalities don't allow accessory dwelling units. So going through that, getting the buy-in from the public and from the elected officials is number one. Number two is that while it's a great opportunity to provide to our residents, the costs are still expensive. And so it's not like you can build an accessory dwelling unit for under $50,000, let's say. It's still going to be a price that's probably out of a lot of people's ranges. And so that's why I think we're seeing limited success in Cincinnati and really throughout the country. But we think this is where our design competition comes in to maybe help with that.
Your competition engaged local designers and architects to submit their vision for what ADUs could look like in Cleveland Heights. What will the city do with the winning designs?
The idea is to take those designs, get them to construction level drawings. And so we're going to be providing an award or a stipend to do that. And then next year, this will end up being having our Architectural Board of Review approve those plans as pre-approved plans so that any resident can come along and probably through a licensing fee with the architect, use that design, which should save them costs in architecture, but then not have to go through an architectural board of review process and just simply go right to the building permit part of the process.
That's Eric Zamped, planning director in Cleveland Heights. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Kendall. Have a great day.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.